Jesus's question to his apostles today is actually quite a shocking one. You know, we have Jesus declaring to the 12, his closest companions, do you also want to leave? Do you also wish to leave? And because Jesus has just told the crowds, his disciples and the 12 surrounding him, a shocking statement. And they are left reeling. And many of them, as the gospel says, they head out the door. And he tells his 12, do you too want to leave? Do you also want to leave? My friends, in the midst of scandal, not merely the scandal we have in today's day and age, but the scandal of human existence, the fact that we suffer, each of us has some burden in this world, a wound, suffering. We all do. And we do throughout our lives. In the midst of all of that, Jesus' question is actually very pertinent. Do you also want to leave? Do you also want to leave? So why don't we look at what does Jesus do to scandalize his disciples? What is the words that cause them to head out the door? He tells them the truth about the Holy Eucharist. And for those of us who perhaps need a reminder or refresher on what the Holy Eucharist is, let's examine that for a couple minutes. For 2,000 years, the church that Jesus started, the Holy Roman Catholic Church, has boldly declared what Jesus says in John chapter 6, what we have gone through in our 5-week homily series. And what does Jesus say? He says he will make accessible to all his disciples his body and his blood to be eaten. To be eaten. And he will do this. He will make his body and blood accessible to them under the form of bread and wine, under the appearance of bread and wine. And if they eat this bread, his body and his blood, they will have eternal life. They will have eternal life. Now, the Catholic Church has also boldly declared for 2,000 years that every time a priest celebrates Mass and says over that bread, that host, this is my body given for you. This is the chalice of my blood poured out for you. That bread, that wine, no longer is bread and wine, but rather it is the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Transubstantiated, the substance has changed. It's changed. When thinking about how to present this to all of you, I thought, okay, I'll ask a good authority that I know. So after one daily Mass, I asked an 8-year-old girl, and I said, how would you tell people about the Eucharist? She looked up and she said, I would tell them about transubstantiation. And I said, that's great. Could you explain that to me? And she said, sure. She said, if I remember correctly, the substance of something is its deepest part. You know, we have bread, and the deepest part of what bread is, we have the substance of bread. But there's another thing we call the accidents, which are the outside things. How it looks, how it tastes, what it smells like, what it feels like. She said, in transubstantiation, the substance of bread is removed. The substance of bread is removed and is replaced by Jesus' body and blood. The accidents, the things on the outside, look, taste, smell, those remain the same. So even if we were to look under a microscope, it would still look like bread. But in the great mystery and miracle of God, that is not bread anymore. That is not wine anymore. That is the very body and blood of Jesus. When we say transubstantiation, that is what we mean. That the substance is removed, replaced by Jesus' body and blood, even though it still looks and tastes just like bread and wine. This is what Jesus declares to us in the Gospel of John chapter 6. You must take my flesh. You must eat my flesh and drink my blood. Amazing words. But these are scandalous words, my friends, and I hope that the more we delve into the Eucharist, they become more scandalous. You know, we hear in the gospel, you know, eat my flesh, drink my blood. As Christians, we've heard that for our whole lives. We say, okay, great, fine. Think about his audience here. He is speaking to the Jewish people and telling them, if you would have eternal life, you must drink my blood. You must drink my blood. That is shocking. That is shocking. That is why people head out the door. That's why people head out the door. They don't understand what he's telling them. And we're left right with the 12 apostles. And the question posed to them is posed to us by our Lord. Do you also want to leave? And what we're given is an amazing response by St. Peter. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Does Peter understand what the Eucharist is at that moment, after one conversation? Absolutely not. Does Peter understand transubstantiation and what the Mass will be and what will happen at the Last Supper maybe a year or two from that conversation? No. But Peter understands one thing. He understands that he must trust in one person, Jesus Christ. And if he says, I will give you my flesh to eat, he means it. He will do it, and it will grant him eternal life. So I was praying over this weekend and what to tell all of you and what to tell myself. The word that kept coming over and over in my prayer was trust. We come before our Lord trusting in him. This is the sacrament of love, the sacrament of our Lord's availability to us. And we come trusting that we live in the mystery of suffering, mystery of life. 5 weeks ago, I talked about the multiplication of loaves and fish. When Jesus tells his apostles, feed the thousands. And the apostles say, all I have is this 5 loaves and 2 fish. What am I supposed to do with this? And the Lord says, give it to me. He blesses it, breaks it, and gives it. And in that blessed breaking, he is able to feed the thousands and gather up the fragments that nothing would be lost. We do the same in our lives. I asked you to think about, we each have a place in our lives. We feel like the Lord is asking us to feed the thousands, and all we have is 5 loaves and 2 fish. And we give it to him, and he blessed, breaks it, and gives it, and hopefully, in his time, gathers it up. But what if, now 5 weeks later, you come back to me, come back here to our Lord, and you say, all I have right now is brokenness. I asked you, Lord, to answer my prayer. I asked you to heal me. I asked you to take away this sin. I asked you to heal this relationship in my life, this situation that I feel overburdened to handle on my own. I've given it to you. And all I have right now is brokenness, is woundedness. You haven't healed me yet. It's what I have. This is what I'm left with. 2 weeks ago, Deacon Justin talked about pursuing the perfect good. Knowing that that is our deepest desire as human beings, to know God, the perfect good. But for some of us, do we know really what that means? Do we really understand the perfect goodness of God? And if we do, we also realize it hasn't been given to us yet. Heaven can seem so very far away. So very far away. And so, like St. Peter, we live in the space of not knowing, living in mystery. Lord, I'm carrying your cross. I'm carrying my cross, living with brokenness and woundedness. What am I supposed to do? We respond like St. Peter. To whom shall I go? You have the words of eternal life. We know that, yes, there is the cross, but there will be the resurrection. Maybe not right now. But it will come. I may be weighted down by so much suffering, but the Lord, in his mercy, if I give it to him, buoys us up. He is there. And coming to the Eucharist is the place where we experience that being lifted up, the power of grace in our lives. When I was 16 years old, I did not want to become a priest. The Lord made it very clear He wanted me to go in that direction. I said, no, Lord, I don't want to do this. We had an adoration chapel in my home parish, and I would go just about once a week and sit there alone with Him and just shout at Him. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Fast forward several years, I enter the seminary and I get sent off to Rome, and I'd be away from my family and friends for 5 years. I didn't want to go. And when I got there, I felt so alone. And I'll go in the chapel in front of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and just pour out everything to Him. Fast forward a year, I was in Rome a year, and my 5-year-old brother goes in for open heart surgery. Had detected a flaw in his heart. And they didn't think he'd make it. And I remember kneeling in adoration before our Lord in the Eucharist, His Eucharistic face, and just pouring out everything. Because I couldn't do anything. I'm 3,000 miles away. And it hurt. And it was suffering, and I felt broken and weak, and I can't do anything about it. But He got me through. He stayed with me every step of the way. I'm a priest today. Rome was one of the greatest gifts I've ever received. My brother made it through the surgery and alive today. My friends, our Lord, when He's present in the Blessed Sacrament, and He in the Eucharist shows us His love for us. He shows the perfect expression of love every time we see a priest lift up that host. Every time we see Him in the monstrance, the Blessed Sacrament there, we should understand the words He speaks to each of us. This is My body given for you. I am God Himself, and I give everything out of love for you. And My promise to stay with you to the end of the world is present in this sacrament. You can come at any time to be with Me. And I'll be honest, I haven't always done this. I haven't always gone to the Lord with all my problems. But He has always been there for me, waiting for me to come, as He waits for you. For each one of us to come to Him with what we have. My friends, as we close this homily series out, I actually want us to go back to the beginning. And I want us to pick up our Bibles again and read John chapter 6. John chapter 6, and come to St. John's, to your parish church, to read it. Read the Bread of Life discourse in front of the Bread of Life. Come before the tabernacle and have those words penetrate ever deeper into your heart. I've been doing it this week, just allowing those words to sink into my heart, that I would know His love for me, that in whatever I'm going through, He is with me every step of the way, and that here is found hope. Here is found comfort and grace, and I need Him so desperately. And if that might be a little intimidating, in about 3 weeks, Deacon Justin and I will be having a special little mini retreat. We call it Adoration 101, where we will go over what Eucharistic adoration is and how to pray in front of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. I'd like to invite you all, if praying in front of our Lord is intimidating, I'll show you how. I'll show you how. Come, I'd love to have all of you there. My friends, our Lord is present to us, makes Himself available to say, I love you and I will be with you every step of the way. So in the midst of the scandal of life's sufferings, whatever they may be, whatever weighs on our hearts, and the question comes up, do you also want to leave? We should respond with St. Peter. Lord, to whom shall I go? I go to You. Because You have the words of eternal life. In You I find grace. In You I find hope. And in You I will be restored to wholeness.